It's the 90s to now with John Deering.
What is the 90s to now? It's my weekly radio show on 100.9 2BACR Sydney. It's about the news, music, and talking about the 90s to now. Thanks for listening to my podcast, where we feature some of the musicians and interesting people that I interview each week.
Sometimes we have what they class as a bonus artist. On the 90s to now, I've actually got one of those. The name of the band is Vaus, and the lead singer is Mark, and he's joining me on the phone. Hello, Mark. Thanks for joining us here on the 90s to now.
Hey, how's it going?
Absolutely fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit about who you are as a performer. Like, how long have you been actually a musician, and what do you do? Sing? Do you write the music? Do you play instruments?
Yeah, so I guess Vaus is a solo project of mine. I'm 25 now, but when I was about 19, I was in a band, and then the band broke up, and it was very sad. But then I think I took it as an opportunity just to start figuring out what I wanted to do next. And then, yeah, since then, I've just been sort of searching for the sound that was Vaus. And I guess I'm influenced by lots of things, like indie rock music, which is, I guess, the genre of the two songs. You probably have heard of mine, but yeah, there's a bunch of other songs in the works, some R&B ones and more deep housey kind of ones. But yeah, it was just a long journey of figuring out how to write on Ableton, like on a computer. And I self-produce all the music myself and write it all myself. So yeah, it's just been a long journey trying to figure out and find that sound. But yeah, now I'm feeling like the sound's ready. And yeah, excited to show you everyone.
No, it's great. So the band you were in, was it a rock, pop, what type of band was it before?
Yeah, it was a rock band, kind of like a Arctic Monkeys kind of vibe.
Oh, okay.
But, and yeah, I was writing most of the songs in that. And I think, yeah, it was just a normal band stuff. I think we all just were at certain points in our life and we all wanted different things from the music. And I think it was just, yeah, that's why we kind of parted ways.
Oh, it's a shame, but it happens. So, now we're going to talk about your song Deep. What is Deep about?
Yeah, so Deep, I actually wrote a long time ago, yeah, when I was 19, which seems like, yeah, 6 years ago, so that was quite a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Deep is about when I just moved to Melbourne, and I was still sort of seeing this girl back home in Brisbane where I'm from, and, yeah, I think it's just about really loving someone, but both of you kind of changing into different people, and you just really wanting to hold on to the thing that you had in the past, even if it's changed.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's have a listen to it, and when we'll come back, we'll have a bit more of a chat, okay?
Sounds good.
Here it is on the 90s to now. It is the 90s to now, and we're listening to Vaus, who is our bonus artist, and Mark is still with me. Thanks, Mark, for sticking around.
Oh, that's all right.
Great song. Now, I was just asking you off air about where's the music? How do you make the music? Is it a synthesizer? Is it a band? What do you do?
Yes, it's me producing it all by myself. I play all the guitars. Can't play drums to save my life, but can program them on the computer to make them sound really nice. But yeah, I think it's just interesting when we try to bring it to a live show, because that's been a long journey of me trying to figure out what the best thing is. And I think, yeah, just for now, it's really cool because it's just us playing a track through a laptop, and I kind of have all these keyboard things, and I kind of can control a lot of that through there while I'm singing. And then, yeah, I've got two guys that help me out, Alex Lim and Josh Bartlett. And Alex plays guitar and Josh plays bass. And, yeah, they're just so much fun to play with. And I think, yeah, I think a live show is really, you know, feels stronger when there's at least a few people on stage, so...
Yeah, it gives it a good bit depth of sound, doesn't it? Like, it's amazing. Instruments all together just sound terrific, don't they?
Exactly, and I think, especially with synthesizers, sometimes it's good if, you know, you get a guitarist playing a guitar on top of that, because, you know, live guitar just sounds amazing.
Yeah, of course it does. So, now you've got a current single out, and it is called... Actually, you can tell us what it's called.
Oh, yeah, so my latest single is Boy, and... yeah, Boy is also a song I've written a long time ago. It's been through many different variations, but...
You there? Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to have a listen to Boy, and I'll ring him back and we'll have a chat more of him in just a moment. This is the 90s to now. It's the 90s to now, and that's Vals. And that was a song, his song, Boy. And Mark is back with me. He decided the magic telephone came back online. Hello, Mark.
Hi, sorry about before.
It's a bit hard when it comes to a mobile phone. They do what they want. We were talking about what that song was about. Do you want to tell us what the song was about we just heard?
So the song is about, I guess the time in my life where I was just partying a lot, and then this girl that I was in love with, she came back from overseas. So I guess it was about this crazy weekend that we spent together. And I don't know, it's a really special song to me.
Yeah, good.
I wanted to give it the attention it deserved. So, I guess I'm also a filmmaker by trade. So I, directed a music video for it that's on YouTube now. And I'm super happy with it. Got to work with an amazing cast and crew. And, I think as well as creating, a story with the music that I'm writing, I really want to create a sort of cinematic journey with all the videos. And I kind of want to, invite people into my world. I feel like my experiences in life are very odd and very strange. But then the more people I talk to, I feel like, they're just sort of universal experiences that a lot of people have.
Yeah, absolutely right. Very much. Thanks, Mark, for coming on. Question, what are you planning for future releases and stuff?
Yeah, so at the moment, there's going to be an EP in the works. And, still figuring out a date when that's going to happen. But got lots more songs, lots more things to share with the world. And, hopefully some gigs, but I guess, we'll have to the state of the world and how that turns out. But,
great.
Definitely going to play some shows in the future.
Oh, beautiful.
And, an EP on the way.
Well, thanks, Mark, for coming on. So Vals is obviously available on anywhere where you can get good digital music, and they can look you up on Facebook as well. Thanks again, Mark, for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
The 90s to now. Heard on 100.9 2BACR every Tuesday night from 7. Also, check out the 90s to now Facebook and Instagram pages to find out more.